Later on in the program, we're going to read that quote. In brief, in question is, assuming we're collectively and actively concerned with furthering the transformation of the capitalist world system into a socialist world system, whose socialism? That, it seems to us, is the query posed by the growing, if still muted, anti-Westernism. It addresses directly the assumption that the coming socialist world system is of Western manufacture, so to speak. Unquote. And stated, to my mind, more helpfully, the issue they're calling our attention to with this question is Bentham's. It's all about language. Who controls the lexicon, the definitions? So what does it look like, this freedom? And the forms by which we achieve it, what do they look like? And what are its dimensions? What does it mean to be anti-systemic? I died for beauty, but was scarce adjusted in the tomb. And just, I'll start that again, but I think once we start these conversations, we'll see. What we've been saying is the case. You cannot serve two masters, and if truth and beauty is what you serve, I call that being anti-systemic.